in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
We have resolved most of the issues. In fact, the meeting which was held on Monday managed to reduce all the issues into just three items. The major item was the return to work. The second issue was to deal with now the restoration of services. Another major item was the suspension and dismissal hearing that were in process. So as far as the restoration of services, that relied mainly on some reporting back to members, which on the next day, which was the 12th, SAMU with the General Secretary and the Provincial Leadership and Regional Leader called all shop stewards and they reported back. And it was all fine. And the suspension of shop stewards, we said to the municipality, you are not making our life easier to communicate with members. Because if you suspend a worker leader, a shop steward of the constituents, who is going to articulate the position if the shop steward is not there? So we appeal with them that they must put a moratorium on suspension of shop steward and discipline this articulate. Let's calm the situation. Thereafter, we can start dealing with all other areas. Unfortunately, on the 12th, the municipality issued letters of summary dismissals for more than 50 employees. In fact, now it's more because we keep receiving these letters. So we are saying to them, it is not assisting. You know, right? We are all together dealing with the issue, trying to resolve the impasse. But you can't be, on the other hand, be dismissing employees because where do you want them to go back to work to?
What other choice has these workers given the municipality as well as residents in the city? They have been violent in some cases. They have been intimidating residents. They have been destructive of infrastructure. I mean, all of that simply cannot just be forgotten or turned a blind eye on.
Nobody said it should be forgotten. All we are saying is let us put a moratorium. You know, when a ship is sinking, you make means to save the ship from sinking. Then you can start dealing with what caused the ship to sink. Now, I think what is happening right now, we're trying to deal with everything at once, and it's not going to happen. We must do these things in phases. So let's go through the phase of returning services of humans back to normal, to normality.
But did the workers put a moratorium on the city and the services provided to its residents in allowing the negotiation process to continue before crippling the city with the lack of service deliveries? I mean, if we hear the stories coming out from various communities, which now has led to community protests, they haven't received water. Some people have gone for weeks without receiving essential services, even an own municipal worker being stabbed in his head by his fellow colleagues. Where was the moratorium there? Where was the consideration there that the union is now asking the municipality to have when it comes to the action that needs to be taken against these workers?
No, but this is not going to sustain any situation at this stage. I think that is why they are saying it is going to help everybody, not only some members and or not only the city. It is going to help everybody. So let's have a level-headed discussion. Let us solve the problem first.
You said about 90% of employees have returned to work. What are the workers' sense of morale and commitment to actually make the city clean again?
Yes. The South African Municipal Workers Union have been engaged on a series of meetings, engaged with workers, engaged with the city, to ensure that, as Gordon pointed out, we get to 100%, even more than 100%, if we can, to return to normality. So we are committed as the union to ensure, because remember, this is our livelihood as well. So the employees receive their dues, their payments from performing those services. So it is not going to be SAMU who jeopardize its own livelihood.
One understands the grievances that the workers had at the onset of the strike. Eventually, one could not understand the methods used to raise those grievances. But going forward, is SAMU at any point going to engage with employees affiliated to the union on how to effectively negotiate for what they demand with their employer going forward to avoid such a situation as what has happened in the municipality here in Itikweni?
We have a meeting that is going to happen. We are going to be engaging, and as I said, the national office will then outline the process plan going forward. And part of it is exactly what you have just raised. How do we move forward? How do we deal with certain issues? Because there are a lot of areas that we will be dealing with, and I think the national leadership will articulate exactly how do we move from here.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.